Glenn Dickerson served in the 121st Combat Engineers with the 29th Infantry Division during World War II, first arriving in Normandy 6 days after the D-Day invasion. Among his efforts during the war were creating tubes of explosives and placing them in hedgerows so American tanks could advance through the challenging terrain. Dickerson says he's obliged to share the honor with many other deserving soldiers who didn't make it back.
This belongs to those guys who did as much or more than I did and didn't make it, and I feel very, very sad about them not having the life I had a chance to have. They didn't make it back to go through college with a GI Bill. They didn't have families. They didn't rock grandchildren on their knees. It just stopped for them, and that's why this medal has to represent what they did.
François Pellerin is the Deputy Consul General of France and presented Dickerson with the award. Pellerin says the honor is an important reminder for the younger generations what sacrifices American soldiers made during World War II.
This part of history is a little bit more remote of them because they are younger, and it's quite important for them to show them that our grandparents or grand-grandparents were those people who helped them to recover our freedom.
Pellerin says the French continue to seek remaining American veterans who played a role in the liberation of their country. Norm Dickerson says while his father is being humble about the honor, he, his brother, his grandchildren, and other family members are all very excited and proud to see Glenn Dickerson honored in this way. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.